We're joined now in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership for what we are now officially calling the Downtown Rundown.
How are you? I'm
this
doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Downtown Rundown, we got a whole big list of stuff that's happening downtown. And then stay tuned, by the way, if you're listening, because this is National Poetry Month. And I've asked all of the regular weekly guests to read their favorite poems. And Meg has brought in her book. So we're going to have that coming up in a little while. But what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think I originally told you I had a list of about 20 things,
yeah.
But I whittled it down.
Okay, good.
Information overload. So the Downtown Rundown, what we
got. I'm fine either way because I get paid the same amount of money. If I say no words at all, as long as I'm in here,
that's
all that matters. Yeah, so just go for it, whatever.
Well, nice, right on. Well, I also want to parcel the things out, you know,
so I can't give you
anything.
All right.
The Downtown Rundown, under the category of hashtag Meet Downtown, we have some big events happening this weekend. Live and local on the 140 West Plaza. There's live folk music as well as some Earth Day crafts for the kids, all free.
Nice.
Then the next day, which is the UNC Science Expo on campus, which is one of the most fun events I think this community does.
I'm emceeing the main stage.
Yeah,
yep.
It is absolutely the most hands-on activity-focused event that happens, and that's on Cameron Avenue on campus from 11 to 4. And then also the big Tar Heel 10-miler is happening on Saturday, and it's early in the morning, and there are some like logistics and traffic closures, but it's rolling, and it shouldn't really affect people too much. But you know, with 7,000 people coming to run down Franklin Street, there's an economic impact of a big event like that.
This is a big day because we get a whole bunch of emails and press releases and things about events that are happening, and there are just certain weekends where just everything happens. Look at this stack of stuff.
Yes.
I've got a whole bunch of index cards in my hand with, like, this is happening, this is happening. This is just the stack for Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. I got the Tar Heel 10-miler. We got the Science Expo. It's Earth Day.
Yep.
There's a home tour. Like, everything is going on.
It's April. April and October. Those are the months that everything happens.
Those are the months. Yep.
Under the category of Downtown Chapel Hill, hashtag where art happens, there's currently, if you go down Rosemary Street, the town has engaged artists to paint original artworks on traffic signal boxes. So you have these big metal kind of gray or greenish boxes. They're kind of ugly, but now they're adding art to it. In fact, somebody today texted me a picture saying, is he allowed to be doing that?
Said,
not only is he allowed, the town's paying him. He's a local artist, so you can see that happening. And also, Frank Gallery on the 100 East Block is currently, it has a one-year apprenticeship program. They're looking to bring in a young artist from the ages of 20 to 35 for a one-year apprenticeship. And you can find out about that at frankisart.com.
Cool.
Last night, before town council was a public hearing for the West Rosemary Street Development Guide. So that's talking about how development will happen on that section of West Rosemary in the future. And so really encouraging the public to go check out that guide on the town website and provide input. And the UNC is now in phase two of their Porthole Alley project. Do you know where Porthole Alley is?
That is on the north side of Franklin Street, or is it
south
side? Okay.
But it is
my alleys confused.
Oh, I know, and they kind of all have, some of them have different names depending on who you ask. But this is the alleyway that's kind of in between Carolina Coffee Shop and with the big mural.
Yep.
But they're doing
We've talked about this. This is one where it's just
basically
just a driveway right now, but we're going to make it nice. Yeah.
Yep, and so they're in phase two, so it's really kind of behind the businesses, and you don't see it very much, but it's about to get a little more intense. And as they move into phase three, which is closing that alley and making it pedestrian only, it'll be much more visible to people on Franklin Street, and that'll happen later in the summer. If you come downtown to eat, drink, buy your national championship gear, parkonthehill.com for all of the parking information that you need. You can download a mobile app. You can pay from your phone. You never have to deal with one of those meters again. And the town of Chapel Hill has just increased the on-street meter limit from 2 to 3 hours to encourage people to stay a little bit longer and enjoy downtown. And then as far as business info, launch the accelerator incubator on West Rosemary is expanding. We're about doubling the size of the space to include a more rentable office space and co-working, and it's now accepting applications for cohort 8.
Very cool.
So 10 to 12 businesses that kind of get those wraparound services of startups to help them, you know, get launched into the world. And that is the Downtown Rundown.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Check out the archive, by the way, of all of our Downtown Rundowns on chapelburger.com. Go to the WCHL On Demand page. You can see the Downtown Rundown, formerly Chapel Hill Downtown, until earlier today when we officially changed the title. And are we going to give Kristen credit today? We have to give Kristen Smith credit for coming up with the name.
Yes,
so.
Because I can't steal her show's name, which is my favorite, which is the Short and Sweet Business
Beat.
She
also came up with that one, too.
Kristen came up with
this
one.
She's really good with coming up with the names for things.
Yeah, she's a marketer.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Meg McGurk, thank you so much. Hang on for just a little while. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back because it's National Poetry Month, and we're going to have Meg read her favorite poem, and we're going to do that on the other side of this break. 3:39 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. We are joined on the air by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership with the Downtown Rundown. And I'm going to actually shift gears here right now because this month is National Poetry Month, and all week long and actually into next week, we're going to have all of our weekly guests reading their favorite poems. So I issued the challenge, a few days ago for everyone to pick their favorite poem, come in and read it. So, Meg, I don't even know what it's going to be. I'm just going to let you take it away. What do we got?
Well, my first question is anyone else accepting that challenge?
Oh, yeah. So far, everyone has.
Yes,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
Although so far, you are number two. Because Tom Stevens is the only Monday one. He read Jabberwocky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've got Anna Richards coming in later today. Susan Brown is going to be coming
she'll
in.
She'll kill it.
We'll have poetry as our topic. So I initially said that I was going to read one every single day, but instead I'm just going to... Just going to combine them all together and do them all during the talking book segment.
Love it. Yeah. So I went to my bookshelf at home last night and I pulled off this book. It's called Between Angels by Stephen Dunn. It was from an intro to poetry class I took in college, right? And so I would say it's my favorite poem, but it's certainly a poem that, you know, poetry brings up emotion, right? And it was a very impactful one when I was very angsty.
Nice.
1920.
Yeah.
And this poem is all about, so it's all about the concept of like time heals all wounds, particularly broken hearts. And so when I pulled out the book, I thought, oh, I can't even remember what the title is, but I didn't have to worry about it because obviously I read this book.
Let the record show that you would just sort of, she held the book open and it just kind of fell open to the page. That's
I think
awesome.
That I had a lot of heartbreak in my college years. So I read this poem a lot. Okay. So Each from Different Heights by Stephen Dunn. That time I thought I was in love and calmly said so was not much different from the time I was truly in love and slept poorly and spoke out loud to the wall and discovered the hidden genius of my hands. And the time I felt less in love, less than someone, were, to be honest, not so different either. Each was ridiculous in its own way, and each was tender, yes. Sometimes even the false is tender. I am astounded by the various kisses we're capable of. Each from different heights, diminished, which is simply the law. And the big bruise from the longer fall looked perfectly white in a few years. That astounded me most of all.
Nice.
There you go.
Each from different heights?
Each from different heights.
Okay, what is it about
that
one poem that jumps out at you?
Oh, because like I said, lots of heartbreak, I think.
Yeah.
And it was the idea that in a few years, it's all going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And got me through some times.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.